上午的聚会要跟各位互相勉励的主题是神显现的现象。
This morning we're going to continue our topic of the appearing of God.
神的本质是灵，看不见的。
The essence of God is spirit, which is invisible to the naked eye.
但是他的显现呢，借着异象，有时候是借着异梦。
But sometimes God appears to us in the form of a vision or a dream.
有时候是借着声音。
Or through voice.
那神也借着肉身显现在这个世人面前。
And there are also instances where God appear in the form of a human.
那神也借着圣灵来临到我们身上，让我们觉得神向我显现。
And through the Holy Spirit, God, the Spirit of God descended upon us, such that we feel that God appeared to us.
但是神呢，也显现在我们的内心里面，让我们有所感觉。
God also appeared to our inner heart so that we can feel Him.
那早上呢，要跟各位来互相了解的，请看马太福音第五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
第八节。
Verse 8.
马太福音第五章第八节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 8.Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
主耶稣在山上讲八福的第六福的时候。
And Jesus was on the mountain speaking of the Beatitudes and upon the six blessings.
他提到清洁心灵的人有福气。
He said, Blessed are those who are pure in heart.
因为他们将要见到神。
For they shall see God.
那既然见到神，也就是神向你显现。
If it means they see God, that means that God appears to you.
那在你的心灵里面呢？你也许有所感觉。
And in your heart, you may have felt you've seen God.
但是，人要达到清洁的心灵是不容易的。
It is not easy for humans to reach the stage where they are pure in heart.
那主耶稣在这边又没有提到。要怎样才能够有清洁的心
？Here, our Lord Jesus did not go into details on how to attain this purity in heart.
那这也是这种福分呢，就是要我们很准确的来自我检讨。
So here, in order to receive this blessing, you have to examine yourselves.
到底我们的心灵是清洁的，还是有一些杂物在里面呢
？You have to ask yourselves, do you have a pure heart, or are there any impurities in your heart?
人性的贪欲呢，造成心灵污秽，不能够见到神。
The greed of a man causes a heart to be defiled.
我们信耶稣的人呢，比较容易有清洁的心灵。
As Christians, we tend to have a pure heart.
就是因为靠着主耶稣的恩典。
Because we attain this purity through the grace of Jesus.
但是呢，人真正呢，要表现得很好是不容易的。
It is not easy for humans to attain perfection.
比如说，你想要慷慨的来施舍。
For example, if you're generous and you want to give alms,
让很多人得到帮助。
So that many people will receive your help.
那在这个时候，你的内心呢，也许有一些呢，不是能够荣耀神的动机。
Perhaps at this time, in your most inner heart, there are some motives that's not very glorifying to God.
当你想要做这件好事的时候呢，多多少少在你的内心总有会自己肯定，我是不错的人，很有爱心的人。
When you are about to do something good in your most inner heart, more or less, there is always this thought that you think you are a good person.
那这种动机呢？叫做不纯洁的动机。
And such kind of thoughts and motivation are the impurities in your heart.
所以人在好的行为上，动机要绝对纯正的，这是非常困难的。
Therefore, in your good deeds and to have good motives, this is very difficult.
但是我们信耶稣的人都知道，我们的一切好，一切的清洁的心呢，都是蒙主耶稣的恩典的结果。
We Christians, we know that every good and every good motivation that is in us comes from God.
所以信耶稣的人比较谦虚，比较不会来自夸自己。
And as a result, most Christians are humble and they tend not to praise themselves.
但是主耶稣在这边提到这个清洁的心呢，在希腊原文里面有几个含义在里面。
Here, Lord Jesus mentioned pure in heart. In the original Hebrew text, there are several meanings.
最简单的解释，也就是说，如果你一件衣服脏了，你把它洗干净，就叫做清洁。
The most simple explanation of purity or pure is that if your clothes are soiled and you wash it clean, that is called pure.
但是在一个人的内心呢，跟这个外表就不太一样的。
But a person's heart is very different from a person's outer appearance.
第一个含义就是有混杂的东西在里面。
The first meaning is the impurities that's mixed in.
第二呢，就是有一种好像伪装的这种情形在里面。
And second is a hypocrisy that is mixed in.
第三种含义呢，就是有掺杂一些不好的在里面。
And the third is that there mixed in it are some bad things.
那这种掺杂跟混杂也有分别的。
There's a difference between impurities and what is bad mixed in.
主耶稣曾经提到，人的内心有很多不好的情形，这就很多不好的混杂在里面。
Lord Jesus once said that in a person's heart there are many bad things that are in it.
请看马太福音十五章十九节二十节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 15, verse 19 and verse 20.
马太福音十五章十九节二十节。
Matthew chapter 15, verses 19 and 20. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, slander. 20. These are what defile a man, but to eat what with unwashed hands does not defile a man.
有一次法利赛人批评耶稣的门徒吃东西没有洗手。
There was once a Pharisee accused the disciples of Jesus of having a meal without washing their hands.
那主耶稣就强调心里的清洁很重要。
So Lord Jesus answered him the importance of being pure in heart.
主耶稣在这边提到人的心混杂了很多罪恶的念头。
And here Lord Jesus said that in the heart of a man are many evil things.
那这些念头混杂在内心，表现出行为出来就很不好。
And so when these evil things in the heart are manifested in as actions, then this causes a man to be bad.
主耶稣说会误会人，会伤害人的。
Our Lord Jesus said it will cause misunderstandings and harm to others.
再看十节十一节。
Let's read verse 10 and verse 11. Verse 10, and he called the people to him and said to them, Hear and understand, 11, not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, that this defiles a man.
主耶稣在这边告诉人说，
Here Lord Jesus said to the multitude,
物质出进去的不能够伤害人。
That what physically goes into the mouth does not defile a man.
但是从内心发出来的就会误会人，伤害人。
But what comes out of the heart of a man can this defile a man.
那这也是在强调内心清洁的重要。
So it tells us the importance of being pure in heart.
主耶稣在世的时候，犹太教呢蛮兴旺。
During the ministry of Jesus, Judaism is pretty prevalent.
尤其当时有一些神学家叫法利赛人文士。
There are some in those days The theologians were called scribes and Pharisees.
他们表面上看起来都非常好的。
On the surface, they looked to be devout Jews.
但是呢，他们见不到神。
But they could not see the face of God.
尤其呢，神成为肉身来到这个世界，站在他们的面前，他们看不见。
Especially when God manifested in flesh and stood in front of them, they could not see him.
也就是说，耶稣就是神啊，在肉身显现。
In other words, Jesus is God manifest in the flesh.
根据耶稣所说的、所做的事情呢，他们应该心灵会感觉到他就是啊，神成为肉身来到世界。
Based on the words and the actions of Jesus, these Pharisees and scribes should have known that Jesus is God manifest in the flesh and came into the world.
但是没有这种清洁的心灵可以看到神。
But because they do not have this purity in heart, they could not see God.
所以在马太福音二十三章，主耶稣一直责备这些文士、法利赛人是假冒为善的人。
And that is why in chapter 23 of the Gospel of Matthew, our Lord Jesus accused these scribes and Pharisees as hypocrites.
主耶稣说他们好像整理都很干净的坟墓一样。
Our Lord Jesus said that they, on the surface, they look like graves that have been well tended.
但是坟墓里面属骨头是很肮脏的。
But if you were to look inside the grave, it was just all bones and dirt.
那传道人保罗在罗马书第一章里面也提到，世人呢在内心有很多混杂的罪恶。
And even the apostle Paul also said that there are many sins in a man.
在耶利米书十七章第九节有提到。
In Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 9.
说人心比万物都诡诈。
This verse says that the heart is more vile than all the other things in the world.
也就是说，人的心灵呢是混杂的很多不好的念头。
It means that in the heart of man are a lot of evil thoughts.
这就是因为人类始祖犯罪的结果。
And this is the result, or the direct result of the sins committed by our ancestors.
所以在创世纪第八章有提到说，人从小心里就怀着恶念。
And that is why in Genesis chapter 8, it says that ever, at a very young age, a human heart would carry a lot of sin.
但是在创世纪第六章又提到说，当时的人呢，整天心里都是有一些恶念。
And even in Genesis chapter 6, it says that in those days, the hearts of everyone consists of evil thoughts.
这表述呢，从上古时代一直到现在，人的内心就是混杂的很多不好的念头。
So what it means is that from the ancient days till now, the heart of a man has always consists of these evil thoughts.
那要靠着自己把自己的内心洗干净是非常困难的。
And it is very difficult for us to cleanse our heart by our own will.
圣经提到我们一定要信耶稣啊。
The Bible says that we must believe in Jesus.
借着信才能够洁净人的心灵。
It is through our faith that our heart can be cleansed.
请看《使徒行传》十五章第九节。
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 15, verse 9.
使徒行传十五章第九节。
Acts chapter 15, verse 9. Verse 9.And he made no distinction between us and them, but cleansed their heart by faith.
使徒行传第十五章里面有提到，当时的神的教会呢，在耶路撒冷总会开会讨论一些事情。
In Acts chapter 15, it mentions that the apostles in those days were gathered in Jerusalem to hold an ecumenical council.
在教会里面有犹太人，还有其他民族的人。
In the church in those days consists of Jews and people of other ethnic races.
那犹太人称其他的民族叫做外邦人。
And the Jews call these members of other ethnic races as Gentiles.
那在他们观念里面呢，这些外邦人的内心都很肮脏的。
And in the traditional Jewish view, the hearts of the Gentiles are always dirty. Because they do not have the teachings of God to cleanse them.
但是信耶稣以后，无论哪一个民族都不一样的。
But after believing in Jesus, regardless of which ethnic group that they are in, they're all the same.
使徒在这边强调，因着信洁净他们的心灵。
And here, the apostles wanted to emphasize that it is through faith that the hearts of these Gentiles were cleansed.
无论是犹太人，还有其他民族的人，都能够呢，心灵得到洁净。
So regardless of whether you're a Jew or a Gentile, if you believe in Jesus, your heart will be cleansed.
那心灵能够得到洁净，是靠信耶稣才能够完全洁净的。
And to have a complete cleansing of your heart, you must believe in Jesus.
那这个洁净的功能呢，就是靠着主耶稣的宝血。
And the work of the cleansing is done by the precious blood of Jesus.
这就是我们在 接受受罪洗礼的时候，这种功能就发生出来。So
this is done at the moment that you receive a water baptism.
所以一个受洗相信耶稣的人呢，那在他的心灵啊，就很容易感觉到神呢向他显现。So
someone who has been through a water baptism of the church, they can feel that God has appeared to them in their heart.
但是在 信仰的生活当中呢，那有时候呢，又好像见不到神。However,
in your everyday life of faith, sometimes you feel that you cannot see God.
有时候呢，又感觉到好像神都没有向我显现。At
times, you will feel that God has not appeared to you.
因为人的心呢，还是会肮脏的。Because
a person's heart is always dirty.
借着人所看的，借着人的情欲啊。 就会把自己的心呢，又弄脏。Through
the sight of our eyes and through our desires, they tend to corrupt our heart.
但是一个能够依靠神的人呢，主耶稣的宝血还有继续洁净的功能。But
if you are one who relies on the Lord, then the blood of Jesus will continuously cleanse you.
请看约翰一书第一章第七节。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 1, verse 7.
约翰一书第一章第七节。
1 John chapter 1, verse 7. Verse 7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
再看第九节。
Let's skip to 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
这是指着我们信耶稣以后呢，有一些贪欲的念头，就把自己的心灵又弄脏了。So
it refers to the fact that because of our desires, sometimes we have corrupted our heart. So in order to cleanse it again, we must walk in the light.
但是借着在神的教会里面，大家彼此帮助代祷，可以让我们的心灵又清洁起来。
So as we have fellowship in the church and pray for one another, our heart can be cleansed once again.
那主耶稣的宝血呢，能够洁净我们心灵，在这个时候呢，就能够呢，表现出那种功能出来。And
the blood of Jesus can cleanse our heart. It is at this time that the effect of it takes place.
有一种呢，很明显的就是我们借着我们的祷告。And
one that is more prevalent is our prayer.
那有关祷告方面见到神呢？下午要详细来谈这一方面。And
this afternoon we're going to discuss the appearance of God in prayers.
那人的这个心灵要得到洁净呢，也要靠自己的立志啊。And
in order for our heart to remain clean, we must also be determined.
主耶稣的宝血有洁净的功能，但是一个人的力行啊，也是很重要的。
The blood of Jesus may have the effect of cleansing our heart, but our deeds also play a role.
请看哥林多后书第七章第一节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1.
哥林多后书第七章第一节。
2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Verse 1, since we have these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit and make holiness perfect in the fear of God.
这里提到我们要洁净自己,除去心灵的污秽。
Here it says, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit.
这个是靠人的,一个人的立志呢,要把它清除掉。
It is based on the determination of a human that we want to be cleansed.
当然呢,一方面也要靠主耶稣来帮助我们。Of
course, on the one hand, we need the Lord Jesus to help us.
那一个人的这个心灵呢,能够保持安静,也可以得到心灵的洁净。And
if we have peace in our heart, our heart can also be cleansed.
那有关主耶稣在马太福音所提的清洁的心呢, 还有一种含义就是,简单说就是你的心不伪装。
In Matthew, when it talks about the pure in heart, another meaning could be that there is no hypocrisy in you.
人的心好像一个稻谷麦粒啊,有外面有这个糠皮把它包住。The
heart of a person is likened to an ear of grain where there is a husk covering up the grain.
要显出真正的稻谷出来,糠皮要除掉。
In order for the grain to reveal itself, one must remove the husk.
那这个把糠皮除掉呢,就是把它除干净。那人的心就是有这种含义在里面。And
once you remove the husk, you shall see the clean grain, and that is what the heart of a man is like.
那也好比呢,在一个团体里面。And
we can also make this comparison that you're likened to be in a group.
这个团体都是很完美的团体。This
is a perfect organization.
好像我们教会呢,我们说是一个很完美的团体。Just
like our church, we can say that it is a perfect organization.
但是要成为一个完美的团体呢,必须呢,要除掉那个不完美的。In
order to be a perfect organization, you must remove what is imperfect.
好像,一个军队里面呢,是非常优秀,非常高级的军队。
Likened to an army, that if you want to have fine soldiers,
那要成为这个非常高级优秀的这个这一队的军人呢,必须要有淘汰的这种动作。
If you want to be in a legion of fine soldiers, then there must be some eliminations of those who do not measure up to the standard.
比如说要募集一个军队呢,在里面一定有掺杂一些不满的人。For
example, if you were to conscript people to be in the army, then there will be people from all various backgrounds and physical shapes that comes into the army.
但是也有掺杂一些胆怯的,害怕的在里面。And
among these people, there are also people who are timid and cowards.
还包括有一些呢,个性比较强的,不听话的。There
will also be people who tend to have strong personalities and do not are not submissive.
还有在训练上,各方面呢, 那个效力很差的那一种的军人。
And there are also people who fail to measure up to the standards of a soldier.
所以要成为一个非常优秀的一个军队呢,这些都要渐渐淘汰掉。So
in order to establish a legion of fine soldiers, then those who do not measure up to the standards must be eliminated.
在士书记第七章里面有一个故事。
In the book of Judges, chapter 7, there's a story.
神选召了基甸当士师，要带领他的同胞跟另外侵略他们的外族打战。God
has called upon Gideon as a judge to lead his people to fight against and invading foreigners.
那他一号召呢，就有很多人加入要去参加。So
when Gideon called upon his people to fight, many people come.
他们都认为我这一次呢，啊，为主籍的同胞，这是一种圣战，啊，使命很强。
Many of the Jews felt that they're fighting for themselves, and therefore they felt that they must have a part in this warfare.
好几万个啊！那神说：“哎呀，人太多了。”
Tens of thousands of Jews came upon hearing the call of Gideon, but God said to Gideon that there's too many people.
那叫基甸呢？要宣布啊，害怕的啦，要想家的都可以回去了。
So God said to Gideon to announce that those who are afraid, those who miss their homes, they can go back.
结果呢，就很多人都跑掉。
So many Jews went home.
那后来神呢，又告诉他太多了，太多了， and, 还是要再精选呐。
And God said to Gideon that there's still too many soldiers left.
那一组精选到剩下三百个。
So they keep eliminating the soldiers until only 300 left.
那这三百个呢，在神看起来就是很优秀的。
And in the eyes of God, these 300 are the fine soldiers.
那侵略者那边呢，当然呢，有很多啊，仇敌啊。
And of course, for the invaders, they are the enemies.
但是呢，做三百个精锐的军人呢，那一次的打仗呢、啊、就成功了。
The invaders may be huge in numbers, but these 300 fine soldiers of God, they easily defeated the invaders.
所以人的这个内心就好像这样的。
So our heart is just likened to this.
真正的一个清洁的心呢，就要把这些啊伪装啊把它除掉。
So a person who is pure in heart must remove all these hypocrisies in their hearts.
人会不满，就是有一些事情他看不习惯的。
A person who is not content is because there are some things that he just does not like.
啊，有的就来发怨言了。
And soon they will grumble.
那这个发怨言表示他的不满呢、啊？
The action of grumbling shows that he is not happy.
那发怨言。有包括针对神、针对人的都有。
And grumbling could be grumbling towards God or towards fellow human beings.
那在这个时候呢，啊，就没有清洁的心。
So it is at this time that the heart of that person is no longer pure.
在这个时候，心灵就看不到神，神不会向他显现。
And it is all this time that the heart, because the heart is no longer pure, that person will never see God, because God will not appear to him.
前书十章十节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10.
哥林多前书十章十节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10. 10. No grumble, as some of them did, and were destroyed by the destroyer.
传道人保罗在提起以色列民的历史啊。
Here the preacher Paul was mentioning the history of the Jews.
他们出埃及要进入迦南地，经过很长的一段时间的旷野生活。
When they left Egypt and entering into the promised land of God, they have passed through a long period of hardship.
在那一段期间呢，有很多神的选民呢，发怨言啊。
In that long period of time, many of the chosen people of God complained or grumbled.
对神不满，对带领者不满。
They were not happy with God. They were not happy with their leaders.
那这种不满就借着他们的怨言发表出来。
And because of their unhappiness, they grumbled.
到后来很遗憾啊，这些人都死在旷野。
And unfortunately, these people all died in the wilderness.
还有一种就是那些胆怯的、害怕的。
And there's another group who were timid and fearful.
在民数记时。十三章里面有提到那些害怕的、胆怯的那些百姓。
In the book of Numbers, it mentions about those people who are afraid and who are timid.
也就是说，他们已经来到迦南地的边缘，就是约旦河把他们隔开，过河就到那边。
They had already approached the promised land. The only thing that's segregating them is the River Jordan.
那神呢？ 就告诉他们要派十二个代表啊，各国到那一边去探看一看。
And God said to them to send 12 spies into the promised land to take a look.
结果他们去了四十天，哦，看到那个迦南美地啊，真的牛奶与蜜之地啊。
And these 12 spies went into the promised land for 40 days and nights, and indeed, the promised land was one that's flowing milk and honey.
他们呢带了当地的水果啊，就回到这个旷野的地方。
They even brought back the local fruits to show the people.
大家看到非常高兴，说马上过去啊。
When the people saw what the spies brought back, they were very happy and they wanted to cross the river immediately.
但是十二个代表里面有十个是胆怯的。
However, out of the 12 spies, 10 were timid.
说没有办法进去。
They said there is no way we could enter into the land.
因为当地人啊，武艺高强啊，身材高大，我们不是他们的对手啊。
Because the locals in the land, they were tall and strong, and there is no way we could defeat them.
其中有两个代表就是加勒跟耶稣亚。
And the other two remaining spies, Caleb and Joshua.
这两个人经常体会到神与他们同在，所以他们没有那种。
These two men felt that God was with them, and therefore they were not afraid.
如果用投票的，他们才两票啊，十票都反对。
So if there was a vote to take place on that day, they would lose because there's only 2-4 and 10 against.
所以当年呢，十票比较强啊，就整个以色列民就乱了。
And because the 10 spies, they have more say, and therefore the whole group of the whole Israelites, they were all in chaos.
就引起神啊，非常伤心啊，神说啊，这些百姓啊，要淘汰掉，没有用。
And God was very upset, and therefore he said these Israelites must be eliminated.
好在摩西啊，很有爱心，一直求神赦免啊。
But Moses, full of love, prayed for these people on their behalf.
才躲过那一次神的这种刑罚。
And that is why they were able to escape from the wrath of God.
所以我们在信仰上，如果一种啊，经常有胆怯的心啊，也这个心就没有办法保持这个清心呐。
So if you're always timid in your religion, then you cannot maintain the purity in your heart.
但是大多数啊都是。有这种勇敢的心。
Most of us are very brave.
在教会历史里面啊，有很多那些在信仰上勇敢的人。
In the history of the church, we have seen many examples of bravery.
克服了很多逼迫的情形。
Members who have overcome various persecutions.
因为呢，在他们的内心啊，感受到神向他们显现，所以他们就有刚强的心了。
It is because in their inner heart they have felt that God appeared to them, and therefore they were very brave.
在启示录二十一章提到，胆怯的人将来不能上天国。
In the book of Revelation, chapter 21, it says that those who are timid, they will not be able to enter into the kingdom of God.
那我在猜，可能在世界的比较末日的边缘的时候，那个神在筛选的时候，他胆怯了，就离开神了。
And I believe that it is towards the end of the days, and when God is sifting through His people, those who are timid, they have departed from God, and therefore they were not chosen.
那或者是一个人在人生的终点呐、啊，快到的时候啊，他胆怯了，就离开神了。
Or perhaps a person towards the end of his life, he became timid and left God.
那这一种是不能上天堂，真是让人觉得非常难过的。
And these people were not able to enter into the kingdom of God, and it is really indeed upsetting for us.
一个有爱主耶稣的人啊，主耶稣经常呢在他内心显现出来。
A person who loves God very much, God will appear to their inner heart very often.
爱里没有惧怕。
In love, there is no fear.
这就是很多基督徒啊内心的内容。
And this is what is in the heart of most Christians.
请看约翰福音十四章二十三节。
Let's turn to John, Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 23.
约翰福音14章23节。
Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 23. Jesus answered him, If a man loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him.
主耶稣说有了他的命令，也可以说有了他的道理，你就喜欢去遵守。
Here it says that if you have the word of God or the truth of God, then you will want to keep it.
为什么我们要听耶稣的话呢？因为我们爱他。
Why do we listen to the word of God? It's because we love him.
那耶稣也爱我们。
And Jesus loves us too.
那这种人呢，主耶稣说要向他显现。
And it is to these kind of people that the Lord would appear to.
那神呢，会向他显现，就是因为他爱主，因为他有清洁的心。
And God will appear to these people because those people love God and they have a pure heart.
那有关这个清洁的心呢，还有一种含义啊。
And there is another meaning for having this pure in heart.
就是不掺杂一些杂质啊。
That is, there's no impurities mixed in.
好像在金烛上面有一些杂质，所以要经过火炼，才能够成为这个金烛很纯的。For
example, in order to have pure gold, you need to burn it at a high temperature to burn off the impurities.
我们的心好像一个很宝贵的这个金属一样的。
Our heart is likened to a piece of fine gold.
那这种人呢，他经常会看到神啊，就体会到神在他的心灵显现。And
these people, those who are pure in heart, they will often see God appear in their inner heart.
所以为了达到这个没有掺杂一些杂质呢，有时候神亲身要来熬炼我们。
And in order to attain this level of having no impurities in the heart, sometimes God himself would want to test us. To remove our impurities so that we can become one who is blameless and pure in heart. Let's turn to 1 Peter 1:7. 1 Peter 1:7. So that the genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold, which though perishable, is tested by fire, may redound to praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
有的人所戴的戒指是纯金，有的人不纯，就是还有一些杂质在里面。
There are some people who wear a ring of pure gold, and others wear a ring with other metals mixed in with gold.
那纯金呢，价值最高。
The value of pure gold is very high.
那纯金必须要在火炉里面熬炼好几次，才能够成为纯金。
In order to have pure gold, you need to burn gold at a very high temperature multiple times to remove the impurities.
这里提到人的信心，好像呢，这个金主一样。
Here it says that the faith of a man is likened to pure gold.
那也可以说你的心灵好像很高级的金主一样，是宝贵的。
It is also saying that your heart is likened to pure gold, which is very precious.
那这种人得到主耶稣的称赞，所以经常主耶稣会向他显现。
And these people will be praised by God many times, and that is why God would appear to them.
尤其道主再来那一处的显现，都有福气，临到你的。Especially
when the Lord appears again during his second coming, you shall be a blessed man.
所以神呢，会熬炼我们。我们信耶稣的时候，有时候呢，为了要让我们有清洁的心，他就会试炼我们。And
there are times that God will test us because he wants us to be pure in heart.
那这个试炼临到的时候，你不要觉得不平安，不要觉得主耶稣不爱你，不要有这种观念。When
the test of God comes upon you, do not feel that you do not have peace or that God does not love you.
雅各书第一章提到说有百般的试炼。
In the book of James, chapter 1, it says that as Christians, we will experience various trials.
也就是说，你、他、我、神对你的试炼的内容不一定一样。
Which means that you, me, and them, everyone, we will meet different trials.
那为了要让我们每一个人有宝贵的心灵啊，所以神就会来试炼我们每一个人。
And in order for all of us to have a precious heart, God will test us.
在圣经里面有一些案例都可以做参考。
There are several examples in the Bible that we can use as our encouragement.
请看诗篇一百零五篇十九节。
Let's turn to Psalms 105:19.
诗篇一百零五篇十九节。
Psalms 105:19. Until what he has said came to pass, the word of God tested him.
这里提到神的话试炼约瑟。
Here says the word of God tested Joseph.
直到呢，神给他应许的成全了。
Until what was promised to him by God came to pass.
那这当中经过很多年。
And this period is actually pretty long.
那有的弟兄姐妹就是主耶稣的话来试验他。
And sometimes among us, the word of God would test us.
所以神在熬炼一个人的内心，要让他成为清洁的心啊。这个是神用了百般的方法，来试验我们。
And in order for us to have this purity in our heart, God would use various ways to test us.
但是对神不要有怀疑的心。
However, we must not doubt God.
生命记第八章也记载，神为了要让以色列民族全体能够好一点、就经常试炼他们。
In Deuteronomy chapter 8, in order for the faith of the Israelites to improve, God would often test them.
在诗篇里面又提到大卫、他主动求神来试炼他的心，熬炼他的心、
And in the book of Psalms, David, he requested God to test him so that his faith could improve.
请看这个诗篇二十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 26.
第二节。
2.
诗篇二十六篇第二节。
Psalms 26, 2. 2. Prove me, O Lord, and try me. Test my heart and my mind.
大卫在祷告当中求神来试验他，熬炼他的心肠肺腑啊。
And in the psalm, David prayed to God to test him, to try him.
大卫也有很多的软弱。
David carried many weaknesses in him.
但是他经常很谦虚，在祷告当中求神来熬炼他。
But he often prayed to God in his humility. To ask God to try him and test his heart.
让他肮脏的心灵又恢复清新。
So that his dirty heart can once again be cleansed.
所以神呢，会让他的心灵见到神，神会向他显现。
And because he has this pure in his heart, and that is why God appeared to him.
在箴言十七章里面也提到说，神在熬炼人的心
In Proverbs chapter 17, it also says that God would test people's heart.
好像这个炉啊，好像鼎啊，在熬炼金属一样。
It's just likened to this pot of fire that is burning gold.
目的就是要让我们每一个人能够在神面前成为有一个清洁心的。
The purpose is so that we can be refined to have a pure heart.
那这个除了神的熬炼以外呢，还有真理的造就，也可以净化人的心灵。
Other than the tests and trials of God, the edification of the truth can also cleanse your heart.
神的道理是活泼的。
The words of God or the truth of God is living.
能有净化人心灵的这种功能。
And it can have the effect of cleaning one's heart.
也就是说，我们经常听道理或者看圣经也会让我们的心灵 进化，能够成为啊谦卑的心。
And this means that if we pray to God or read the Bible very often, the words of God would cleanse our heart, so that we become pure in heart.
请看彼得前书第一章二十二节、二十三节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22 and verse 23.
彼得前书第一章二十二节、二十三节。
1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22 and verse 23. 22. Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere love of the brethren, love one another earnestly from the heart. 23. You have been born anew, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God.
这两节圣经简单说，就是神的真理有净化我们心灵的功能。
And these two verses, to put it simply, means the word of God has the effect of purifying your hearts.
这里也有那个小注说，在古建的圣经里面，心里就是清洁的心嘛。
And the footnote here it says the souls are purifying your souls. The souls could also mean hearts.
所以神的这个道理啊，是活泼的，有这种洁净的功能。
So the word or the truth of God is living, and it has the effect of purifying one's soul.
但是有时候呢，我们要靠自己的立志啊。
But sometimes we are also required to make a determination.
在箴言第四章二十三节提到说，要保守我们的心，这个是靠自己去保守的。
In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, it says that we must preserve our hearts, and this requires action from us.
同样。一个人有的出门呢，会把他的衣服保持得很干净。
There are some people when they go out of their own house, they will make sure that they have clean clothes on.
如果是好动的小孩呀、不要多久，他的外衣就弄脏了。
If it is a young child who is very active, it doesn't take long for the child to soil his clothes.
所以一个人要保持清洁的心，有时候也是要靠自己的保守。
So in order sometimes to have a pure heart, we also need some actions from ourselves.
那有关这个清洁的心能够见到神。
Regarding being pure in heart in order to see God.
那这个跟我们的祷告呢有很密切的关系。
This ties into our prayers.
因为圣经有提到啊，用清洁的心来祷告神。
Because the Bible also says that we must pray to God with a pure heart.
那这个部分呢，我们下午再来谈。
And we will discuss this part in the afternoon service.
现在请唱赞美诗358首。
Let us now sing hymn number 358.